بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Great Alim says,
when I get up in the morning,
I recite 4 verses. And after that, I'm not concerned as to what happens. The first verse that I recite is, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. If any calamity touches you, then nobody can remove it. And if any prosperity comes to you, then too nobody can change it. So prosperity, adversity comes from Allah Ta'ala. The problem is, when we don't see the hand of Allah Ta'ala, then we begin to complain, right? Why this happened, why he was there, why did he do this? So this is because we don't see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. But the moment we see, we understand that it is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And being the hand of Allah Ta'ala, there will be something for me. Outwardly, it seems to be a calamity, a misery, a problem. But within this, there will be some blessings. Right? I don't need to see the blessing now. I don't need to understand it now straight away. But the fact that it is coming from Allah Ta'ala, harche kias dost mirasad, whatever comes from the friend, then khayre ost, there's good in it. But it's coming from the friend, outwardly it seems difficult. And this is why you have been born, you have been created in this world to go through difficulties and pain. So whatever comes from him, so there's going to be some good in it, and I understand the good in it, and therefore I don't complain. So the complaint will only be to the extent that we don't see it. Once we understand it's from Allah Ta'ala, then there's no reason. The problem coming in is not an indication that Allah Ta'ala dislikes you. Similarly, prosperity coming in is not an indication that Allah Ta'ala likes you. See, in Surah Kahf, so one person is boasting over the other. So he says, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I don't believe this thing will ever perish. I've got to see these lakes, the streams, the orchards, farm, prosperity, I've got so much. مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I've got so much that this will not perish. Apart from all this, وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ, he had other properties as well. The farmlands, produce, extensive farmlands he's got, and then other investments. And then he says, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِي أَبَدًا, I can't imagine this to ever perish. Like how it happens nowadays. Person has got wealth, then he's afraid what's going to happen in this country, right? So he's got offshore investments, next country, that country, the other country. If things collapse here, then he's going to have some type of security there. And if something happens there, he's got here. So he feels that he's covered himself both places. But if something doesn't work out both ways, here and there, then he says, "Pa asunnu an tabida hadi abada." I don't imagine that this thing will ever collapse, ever perish. Walai rudittu ila Rabbi, when Allah Ta'ala's favor will be so much here now, and if I ever come back to Allah Ta'ala, first I don't believe in a thing like Qiyamah. I don't believe that we'll be resurrected. But if there's a thing like resurrection, then أَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, I'll find something even better. So he's boastful, proud, doesn't believe in the hereafter. Right? This on account of the fact that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, so he's forgotten Allah Ta'ala. Right? So this is one class of people. This Buzurg says that I read this verse and I'm not concerned as to what happens after that. This friend of his helps, he's also trying to make him understand. أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. You reject the one who has created you from dust. See, look at your beginning, what you were. Now, reflect that you were useless, helpless. You were absolutely nothing. خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Look at your humble beginning, what you were. You were absolutely nothing. Then Allah Ta'ala shaped you, He gave you a body, He gave you brains, understanding, gave you prosperity. So you were nothing and then He brought you up here. When He brought you up here, now you forgot Him. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحْدًا. So I believe in Allah Ta'ala. And then he says to him, see, by the right thing is, لَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The time that you enter your business, your wealth, your farm, your orchard, whatever is of your prosperity, you enter, say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Everything has come by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And nothing can come without His will, without His might, nothing can come. It came with the will of Allah Ta'ala, and nothing can come without His might. So he's still advising him. Advising. Now, Allah Ta'ala gives sometimes He gives by the normal channels, and sometimes He gives by the abnormal channels. He can give, who can stop him? Before, when there were more Indian businesses in town, right? So I used to watch now. There's a whole line of shoe shops. This one year, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, about a dozen. And everybody is having a good day. Everybody, every shop is having a good day. So the question is, who puts it into the heart of that customer, then go and buy from him, and then go and buy from this person, go and buy from this person. Who puts into the heart? So you started it off, and then Allah Ta'ala fills your shop. You start off, and Allah Ta'ala fills it up. So you're seeing the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala every day. So man can adopt means to a certain point, right? He can do this. But thereafter, to see that means bring about results, that is not his. In Surah Waqi'ah, Allah Pak says, أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تُمْنُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ. Right. See your crops, etc., crops and your harvest, etc., right? See them. أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ. So there's two sides to it. One is your work. Your work is what? That you dig the furrows and you sow the seeds. And thereafter, to bring about the results, is it your work? For that thing to grow, for the seed to split, and thereafter for that thing to sprout, and that thing to bring about some veg, etc., is that your work? All you did was just dig the furrow and sow the seed. From there on, Allah Pak did. There wasn't a thing that Allah Pak didn't do. Right? Now that is the farmland. Now look within yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Look within yourself. Right? So, within yourself, then if you look at your contribution, it was just about enjoying, right? How enjoyable and how nice that morsel of food was, right? stay, or that mutton, or the chops, or whatever else, how tasty it was. Right? So your work is just to taste and enjoy. And then when it's passed through the gullet and goes down, who takes over? Do you do anything? Nothing of yours. From that point onwards, it's Allah Ta'ala's work. To pass it down, to redigest the thing, and then to separate the good from the bad, to take a passage, to create an exit for the waste, that thing was to be thrown out, and for the good then to be transformed to blood, and then from the blood then it needs to be oxygenated. After it's oxygenated, then for that thing to pass through the veins and go through the entire body, whose work is that? So it's all the work of, you can see it, every day you can see it. In fact, most people don't even know that this is happening. But it is happening, it's a fact. So your work was just to enjoy. And to do was Allah Ta'ala's work. Look in the formation of Ra'aytum Ma Tumnoon, right? The human seed that you lodge, right? From that point onwards, after it's lodged, do you have any share in the creation, of that human being after that? Nothing. It's just launching that human seed. Not launched, lodged it. You just lodged it, right? After that, who takes on? We just lodge it, the way it's gone, to where it's supposed to be going, right? And then to see that it develops from one level to the other level, from a drop to a clot, from a clot to a piece of flesh, right? ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. Then the flesh, and then added to it is the bones, and then it's a human being. Then after it's developed from one level to second level, comes to the completion, fulfillment, and then it's delivered, whose work it is. So within you can see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. There isn't a thing that you will not see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. But then when you are bent in rejection, you don't want to accept, then should we force it onto you? Afa nulzimukumuha wa antum laha karihun. Here in this world, you won't see Allah Ta'ala, but just definitely you will see the signs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak has designed it such that you don't see Allah Ta'ala, but you see the signs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So those signs must bring you to Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ الْآيَاتِ. And that narrative or that rule is followed in everything that we do. Right? Don't we see signs and come to conclusions? We see signs and we come to conclusions, right? We see a painting on the wall, right? Don't we then attribute it to the beauty of an artist? Don't we say that? Or do we say it just came like that? So this rule, this narrative is followed in everything that we do. We see a motor car from the distance. Do you say it's just moving that? Or there must be a driver to it, right? A plane that is flying, see, no, there is a pilot. Right? So we do see the signs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Now, after seeing the signs of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Pak says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. Yeah, beautifully say it. But نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. We made you. Why don't you believe? نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. You can see it. You follow this pattern in everything that you do. Those signs, then they indicate towards the existence, right, of something. It doesn't just happen like that. So when you follow it, when you follow science, then you must follow this as well. Then why this? Now you exclude it. The simplest of things, most menial of things, then to you say, it didn't just come up like that. You saw dung, So you say it's an animal that walked, right? Don't you say that? You saw footsteps that you say then a man passed here. So now this whole big universe with so many systems, in the Dabel, the Mora from Kashmir gave a talk. He says, within the human being, there's about 80 or 90 systems working simultaneously in one go. There's 70, 80 systems that are working. Some of it he was counting, the heart and the respiratory system, the digestion, right? And so all these things working, continuously they're working. Right? Now, who's in charge of this? Who's responsible for this? There must be someone. Can't this happen like that? So everything else you say, it can't this happen, then why don't you say that here also is the hand of Allah, that Allah put it up? لولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. So this is the point where man slips, where he doesn't want to believe in Allah. When he doesn't want to believe in Allah, then everything slips in him, everything falls apart. So this saintly person, he says that the first thing that I do every day when I get up, I read these four verses. يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يريدك بخير فلا راد لفضله. Allah wants to make it happen, it happens. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to make it happen, it won't happen. He wants prosperity, it will happen. And he wants adversity, it will happen. So when you see the hand of Allah Ta'ala, then you are a different person. Ismail Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah used to draw very big crowds, 10,000, 15,000. So he has delivered a 3-hour talk, right? And after he delivered the talk, one old man is coming, struggling, bent on his stick, and he's just coming. And he says, "Maine suna Maulvi Ismail ki taqreer yahan hone wali hai." After the bayan, he says, "What he says? Maine suna ki yahan par Maulvi Ismail ki taqreer hone wali hai. I heard that Maulvi Ismail's taqreer is going to take place here." So, Mawla says, "Aur ab bed jaye, abhi taqreer ab sun lenge." And in the same spirit that he gave that bayan to the 10,000 crowd, he gave it to this one person. Because, see, how he reasoned, the Allah Ta'ala that I was trying to please in the 10,000 is the same Allah Ta'ala that I'm trying to please in this one. It's no different Allah Ta'ala. The same Allah Ta'ala that I was trying to please in the 10,000, I'm pleasing in that one. If Allah Ta'ala is pleased here, to mera kaam ban gaya. And if Allah Ta'ala is displeased there, phir us majme ka kya fayda? So the one that I was aiming for, I can get it either through this one person or through this 10,000 people. I don't need to worry about a crowd. Yes, is Allah Ta'ala pleased or not? As Umar Panpuri Sahib says that around the 60s, then all these small Arab countries, they got the independence. I suppose they were colonized by the French or the English or any other country, Portuguese, and then they got the independence. Al-Mu'a Yusuf Rahmatullahi had worked off their jamaats, went to this country, that country. So he knew perhaps that these are the world events now. And before they settle, at least the jamaat is introduced. It's introduced, it will take root. See, it's a new country now, and straight away we got in. So they will hold to it. And apart from them holding to it, they'll have something to keep themselves alive. It's new now, then systems have to be created. But if there is a system already in place, then it's easier for them to keep themselves moving. So he says, we were scheduled to give a bayan, one central spot. So Mawla says, I made the announcement, and my luck, after the namaz, only one person sat down for that bayan. Almost gone, one person. So I gave that tour bayan, whatever bayan I needed to give, I gave it. Anyway, after the bayan was over, so I went to speak to him to discover that that person was totally deaf. Hey, see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak makes it happen, right? So Allah Ta'ala is reinstating or re-strengthening that yaqeen. By don't have yaqeen on yourself, on your words, on your work. You don't have yaqeen. Have yaqeen, your sight must be on Allah Ta'ala. So when I saw this, then I didn't lose heart. What I did, the bayan that I gave, the important points I wrote down, made it easy for him to understand. And after writing it down, I gave it to him. Anyway, gave the whole bayan to him, and we were gone. Then the following year, again, perhaps Maulana Yusuf Sahab had sent them again to the same, because it's all new countries, and they don't need to get messed up. With foreign influences, they don't need to get messed up. So if there's something about Islam and Deen, they can hold to it and it will keep them. So now I saw that the same place that I went, that place was flourishing. And they were talking about the same points that I had written down. So this person here, he brought it to another majma, that majma took that thing on and they spoke about it until the work started becoming active. Right. But from where to where? So if Allah Ta'ala wants, that whole majma can be of no benefit. And if Allah Ta'ala wants, then that one person, he can do all the damage. One person. He can make it happen. So nazar kaha par honi chahiye? Iyam saskallahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu. If Allah Ta'ala wants to bring about some type of calamity, nobody can turn it away. Repeatedly, Allah Pak speaks about this. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Trust me, believe in me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah Pak loves those that rely on me, they trust on me, then I love them. You must do it, He's commanding you. And then He says, I love you, I love those people as well. It's such an important thing just to have the nazar on Allah. Allah Pak will make it happen. He makes it happen and He will make it happen. See, to get the right results, you need the zahir conformity and the batin conformity. If you want right results, then there must be the conformity of the zahir, conformity of the batin. In the battle of Uhud, there was a small problem on the zahiri conformity, right? They moved away from the post. There was a small problem on the zahiri conformity. And where it was a winning situation, and they had to go through a small period of loss. See that? Zahiri conformity. In the battle of Hunain, then there was a batini inconsistency. Batin went wrong, small. A'ajabatkum kathratukum. So you looked at your crowds. The crowds were impressing you, right? You know, this thing, we can't lose today. Lan nughlab al-yawm min qillatin. Today, we can't lose. We got the numbers today. So we can't lose. He said it also. Lan nughlab al-yawm min qillatin. Falam tughni ankum shay'a. So your numbers was of no avail. See that? Aajkal ye numbero ka zamana ho gaya. We're looking at numbers. Figures, numbers, about this amount, about that. But one person can make it work. And a whole crown, if Allah Pak doesn't will, is of no avail. So don't look at the number, look at number mein jaan dane wale ko dekho. Who puts life into it? It's one person or it's a million person, but who puts life? So he says, this is the first verse that I recite every morning. يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. The second verse that I recite every day is وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has taken full responsibility of providing for every creation. Every creation, Allah Pak has taken full responsibility. A very, very impressive way to see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that will impress you and that will really, really open your mind and heart, is look at sea life, right? The sea is about more than two-thirds of the land, right? Sea occupies more than two-thirds of the earth. So there will be much more life at sea than on earth, right? But then in the sea, you don't find of any farming, any agriculture, any type of business, any schooling, any shop, any university, absolutely nothing. No school, no wholesale, no shop, no farming, absolutely nothing. And about the healthiest creation comes out from the sea. Right. And man is pulling out, I won't be exaggerating if I say, hundreds of tons of the sea every day. Isn't it a fact? Here, next country, third country, fourth country, how much? They are hauling out hundreds of tons every day, every day. Right. But do you say that there is a shortage at sea? It is coming out. Last year, they had predicted that they will have no sardines. You know, around this time now, May, June, July, you get sardines. Right. So they predicted, we can't find no trace, absolutely no trace of one single specimen. And contrary to their predictions, that was the best haul they had over 100 years. You know, recorded history, what they had over 100 years, that was the best. They never see something like this. Now, Khuda ki shan ko dekh karke phir bhi inkar karna, to see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, then to reject, then it's not honest. Seeing the Qudrat of Allah, see. Ma min dabbatin fil ardi illa ala Allahi rizqa. One buzur came and performed namaz in masjid. So the imam saw that this person is a stranger, they meet him. But he's thinking to himself, ye rozi rozgar ke liye kya karta hoga? What is he doing for a living? What is he doing for a living? So after the namaz, so he asked that buzurg, what do you do for a living? Namaz is over now. So that buzurg says, you know, that imam says that I saw the, when I asked that question, that rozi rozgar ke liye tum kya karte ho, and asked him that question, that what do you do for a living? He said, all right. He just repeated the namaz. Asar namaz, he repeated. After asar, there's no namaz. So he went and repeated the namaz. So now that imam sahib is asking, mera to ek sawal tha, ab to do sawal ho gaya. Before I had one question to ask you, now I have got two questions to ask you. One is the same, rozi rozgar ka tum kya karte ho? What do you do for a living? And number two, after asar there's no namaz, why? What was the reason for you to repeat your namaz? So he says, you see, when you asked, what am I doing for a living, I began to doubt your iman. Allah Pak says, "Ma min dabbatin fil ardi illa ala Allahi rizqa." That Allah Pak has taken full responsibility, and you still have doubts about this. Right. See, I was explaining yesterday, the whole purpose of the zikr, ashghal, etc., is what? Reformation, correction. And the benchmark for correction is the sunnah. Making muraqabah, zikr, zarb, etc., whatever you're doing. But the whole idea is what? Reformation. And what is the benchmark? What is the criterion that you come there? That you've got the sunnah. And then I explained that there are three areas. One is to get the shahwat right. Right. This is the first area of taqwa. The second area of taqwa is to get ghazab, the ghadab, quite emotions are quite ghazab, ghadab, right? To get the anger right. So anger management, then temptation management, and the third is get the aqal right. So if you got this, then you're on the sunnah. And I gave the whole explanation how it works, right? Temptation, anger, and aqal. You got it right. You got it balanced, well balanced. So then you're right. So the whole purpose is Islah, reformation. And the benchmark for reformation is the sunnah. And the fact that you got the sunnah under control is this. The control means you've got it practiced, right? So it's three things. You got these three things, then you are on. If someone has got this without the ashghal, then he doesn't need it. Because the ashghal was just a means to that end. Like someone is living in Makkah Mukarramah, does he need a vehicle to make Hajj? Yes, he's living here, he needs a vehicle. But if he's already there, then does he need a vehicle? He doesn't need a vehicle. So now this Buzhuri is saying, when you asked, what am I doing for a living? So I began to doubt whether you believe in Allah, that Allah says, I am the provider. Do you believe in this or not? So I repeat my namaz. So in one stroke, he gives the both answers. Not believing, then how can my namaz be valid behind you? Therefore, I have to repeat my namaz. But the rosy becomes easy according to your yaqeen. Ana in the zanni abdi bi. You have that yaqeen, that conviction about Allah Ta'ala. Accordingly, it will make it easy for you. You know, I have to do this, and I have to do this, sideline business, and online business. Sideline business and online business, that you don't get your money without sideline and online. But then Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. Right? So he'll give it to you. Someone is getting it easily, someone is getting it with difficulty. Right. So this is the second thing, second verse that I recite. Verse is, يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ. Second one, مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. For these people, that yaqeen is so much, that easily they get it. That yaqeen, that you need to have that type of relationship, that type of faith in Allah Ta'ala. Right. One Buzurg, he asked him, so what are you doing? What are you doing for a living? He says, no, see, this world, right, is the dastarkhan of Allah Ta'ala. It's the table of Allah Ta'ala. And the right of the guest is for how many days? 3 days. Right. And Qiyamah is tomorrow. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. What? Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. So Qiyamah is tomorrow. So that's even less than 3 days. I'm the mihman of Allah. Allah will take care of me. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is Qiyamah. See, it becomes so easy, but you need to have that type of yaqeen with Allah Ta'ala. Then it becomes so easy. Like you just go and try and imitate that buzurg, it won't happen. Build that type of a rapport, that type of relationship with Allah Ta'ala, then the rosy becomes easy as well. وَالْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. So this is the second verse that I recite every day. Right? And the third verse I recite every day is, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After difficulty, there will be some ease. Now I'm going to some constraint, this one is sick, that one has got a problem, and that person not listening, things not working out. So I'm not distressed, I'm not constrained about these things that happen. Why? سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا is the promise of Allah Ta'ala that after this patch of difficulty, there will be a hatch of prosperity. Now it's a patch of difficulty. Then all the prosperity will just hatch. So for the prosperity to be hatched, you need to go through a patch of difficulties. Some difficulty will come out, come right. Doesn't happen in this world. You have to go through some difficulty and then things come out. For the holiday to come out, don't you need to go through an exam, imtihan? Listen, for a 6-week holiday, But you, did you have to go through a difficulty?
Working hard, striving, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, du'at, hajjud, namaz, get through my exams, get a good report.
But to qualify for that holiday, you have to go through that imtihan, that difficulty. Right. That woman, she is single now, and she wants to be double, right? She wants to get a child, right? Right. So doesn't she go through difficulty from the day that she is conceived? Morning sickness, and then labor pains, right? Then delivery pains, all these things here. Right? So, and the day that she is delivered then, everything is forgotten. All the prizes are coming, the gifts are coming, everything. Whole world is like, the whole house is like an Eid, isn't it? So, for this Eid, they had to go through that difficulty. For that happiness, they had to go through that difficulty. So, sayaj'alullahu ba'da usri yusra. That's a design of Allah Ta'ala, that the prosperity will come after a patch of difficulty. Perhaps the reason for that is that others won't appreciate. If children are just coming like that, just plant the thing and it'll come. You think you'll respect the child? You look after your child. Just like, you know, how you get grass growing. It just grows wild like that. So will you respect your child? Will you appreciate the child? You won't appreciate the child. So you put yourself through difficulty, you go to this one year, Arif Basa, must go to this hospital here, he'll check up properly. So much of difficulty after 9 months of waiting, dua, ta'weez and everything, eventually a child comes. So how much you appreciate? Sayaj'alullahu ba'da usri yusra. Allah didn't need to put you through that difficulty. He could have given it to you very easily. Like animals, how chicken, very easily they just get it, right? And you, for you to get it, there's so much of difficulty that you go through. Because Allah wants you to appreciate, look after, take care. He wants you to do much more than an animal does. So He puts you through so much of pain. Sayaj'alullahu ba'da usri yusra. Allah Pak Tawfiq Naseeb Kare.